enjoy your goddamn life. Life is fucking short. Enjoy that shit. Some of y'all just need to smoke some weed and see if it don't help the quality of your motherfucking life. I know, I see some of y'all. Look, I understand. If you ain't smoking weed because you got a good job, then by all means, make your paper, boo-boo. But if you ain't got no job and you not smoking weed, I don't know what the fuck you are doing with your life. I really don't. I really don't. Don't give me that shit about it's a drug. It ain't no motherfucking drug. I done the research. It's just a plant. It just grow like that. And if you should happen to set it on fire, there are some effects. But that's not the same as drugs. Drugs, you got to do shit to it chemically. You got to add baking soda, water, stir it up. I don't know the recipe. I'm just saying. It's some shit you got to do to it. Well, why the fuck is it legal? I don't know. Aspirin is perfectly legal, but if you take 13 of them motherfuckers, it'll be your last headache. Long as you've been living, you ain't never heard of a motherfucker overdose on marijuana. You might have thought that nigga was dead. He ain't dead. He gonna wake up in 30 minutes, hungry enough to eat up everything in your house. That's the side effects. Hungry, happy, sleepy. That's it.
It's a money pit. Yeah. It is definitely a money pit. Like, you can, like, be a functional alcoholic, but still, that's, like, a glorified title. And you're still an alcoholic. Like, you can be able to work with multiple beers in you and just do all this stuff. Yeah, but at the same point, like, legally, you're not allowed to drive at that point. You're spending, like, hundreds of dollars every single week just on alcohol. Like, what? Like, you could be putting it towards something a lot better. Like, imagine if it, like... Okay, have you... You hear this.
Yeah.
It's very unbelievable. People who are like, I'm addicted to exercise.
Oh, no.
I'm addicted to being healthy.
As a very unfit person, I get it and I wish it upon myself. But there's a sense of like euphoria you get sometimes from working out, like dopamine. It's the addiction of it.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're like a runner's high. Like, but, you go for a run, but you get again, to a certain point, and then you're just like, oh, yes.
People also like are addicted to working out. You have like a love for pain that we have to research.
Do you think?
Because it's painful, like it's all painful. You're going to feel pain while you're doing it, you're going to feel pain afterwards, you're going to feel pain the next time you come to do it. But I guess it's like absorbing and managing this pain and conquering it, I guess, to some degree.
I think a lot of people who are addicted to working out, they're not just addicted to the pain, they're addicted to the less pain, because like you hear the stereotype all around. You see someone in the gym and they go from being like 140 pounds to like 185, like pure muscle, and you just look at them like, man, who hurt you?
Well,
who hurt you? Who made you transform like that?
I mean, I think like we owe it to ourselves, and this is why I don't go on dates. I want to have this conversation on a date with a girl. Like the very boring conversation, but like the necessity of like achieving optimum levels like, of your being, be it mentally, physiologically. Like. So try and be like as smart as you can be. So try to learn as much as you can. And, you know, be as healthy as you can. And when it comes to exercise, as much as you're doing it for health, also push your body, like see what you can actually do. Like, also, on the other hand, if you let yourself go, also let yourself go as much as you can and see what that leads to. Just experience facets of your being before you die.
I think there's a fine line of balance in between that, because like I've been on two extremes of it. Like I've gone years without exercising.
This is
like,
me, I'm there.
A year.
Well, not yeah.
Not at the moment. I've been exercising again recently. But like when I was like until I was like 16 or 14, I never actually went to the gym.
That doesn't count. Like being young, especially like as teenagers, you're invincible at that point. Like your body is. That's whatever. Like, changes within a year.
I was playing sports my whole life. Yeah, and so then after I was like 14, 15, I started going to the gym every day until I was 18 years old. And I wasn't just lifting. I was powerlifting.
You're going for it. You are like pushing.
And in the summertime, not only was I working out like that, the day I had off in between, I'd be doing conditioning, like intense
like
shit.
Running like, and shit like that. Like,
I would be running
doing
in
like,
the middle of the summer until like I would lose my vision. Like, see, I would be, like, puking, like, everything's like, just glowing white. I just look at the people beside me, it's like, you're doing
that. That happened to me, like, last year. We used to, like, get up early in the morning. This was the day.
Well, it's the endorphins, like, you get, your body needs some level of exercise to stay, like, at a happy balance. But like, what I was saying is, I was for like the longest point in my life, like when I was going through high school, right up
until. So I addicted to that feeling, like after every workout, like yeah, you just feel like good and happy, and like you've achieved, you've completed, you set a goal.
No, I felt like shit.
I felt like you were in pain. And
like, I was in pain. Why I was pushing myself to the limit every single day for as long as I could remember back then. That's to the point now where I had to take a year off from exercising. Because even now, if I exercise and I do the wrong movement, it's pain. My body's broken down around me. Like, and it can get better. I can build certain muscle groups back up. But like, I destroyed my body by making it get to like this peak state where there is enough muscle around it.
Why are you doing it like for aesthetics or like to be like peak athletic? So, because you had a dream to like play at.
I was playing football and I was playing. My personal trainer was an ex-CFL player. And he trained me in conditioning and he trained me in
like
the gym.
A pro, basically.
Yeah, and he was huge into that. And like, I was good at football. I played football since I was like 8 years old. And I got good, and I was being drafted into the CIS, one out of 80 people or 70 people that was going to be flown to Ottawa.
No expenses.
Yeah, like that was gonna be one of 80, and then I hit my head a couple more times, and I'm like, I'm not
CTE.
I'm not gonna do that anymore. But like,
guys, I'm starting to like mix up names and shit. I'm forgetting things all of a sudden.
Oh no, it wasn't good. Like, the concussion that made me stop playing, I lost vision in my left eye completely for over 30 minutes. And when it came back, half of everything was just black. The rest was blurry. And like, I got hit so hard in the temple that I woke up and I pushed myself off the ground and my shoulder popped back in place and I couldn't even feel it. I had no clue it's dislocated. I was out for like 30 seconds and everyone thought I was being dramatic because it was after a play and it was like a fluke chance. I swatted the ball down. My safety runs forwards. He kicks the ball up, but before he kicks the ball up, he knees me in the temple full sprint.
Just for context, to show you how Luke is a unicorn, he was a white cornerback.
Yes.
Just for context.
Yeah, no, I am white.
And you played cornerback.
I played cornerback, and I was one of the few people in my league who actually knew what to do and how to do it. Because I played it for so long, I studied, and like, I don't know, you can talk about like Deion Sanders and like how he wanted to like prime time. But for me, I really liked focusing on Darrell Revis's.
Ooh, Revis. That is exactly what I went to. Like. It's like you read my mind.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I thought of.
Rel Revis was my favorite player.
I just went for Revis Island.
Revis Island, that was my mentality. Man on man, one on one, I would just go lock like, up. It had the footwork. Yeah, I wouldn't focus. Like, I wasn't even greasy. Like, I wouldn't touch you at all. Like, I would keep a hand on your hip slightly. I did not play for penalties. Like, well, I played to avoid penalties. I would just play to get the person across me mind because they'd be talking and I wouldn't acknowledge them.
Just
I'd
focusing
be looking
on
straight
the,
through them.
Just to react to the play around. Just be patient, right? And that was like what Revis was known for. He was just patient.
He was a businessman. He was there to get the job done and get out. Like, and
you do a double move, he won't bite.
Exactly.
You just stick to it.
I knew what they're going to do before they knew what they're going to do. Because I would read the way the offense lined up. Because like, I wasn't super fast. I was good with my footwork and I was agile. And I could jump. So I used my knowledge of the game to see how they lined up.
I was super fast.
But I wasn't like super fast. Like I was fast, but I'm like, I wasn't the fastest person. There was people on my team faster than me. There's people in the league faster than me. Yeah, I was faster than 95% of the people I would run up. Like if I was to race majority of people on the field, I'd be faster than most of them. No, if you're not playing sports in university, like hard to like keep up.
Yeah, that's like, it's over. Your body's on the decline.
I never actually, in the moment of it, I always hated the exercise.
But you love playing.
I did it for the sport. I enjoyed my teammates around me. I kept to my own a lot, but I did it because I wanted to be better. And people in like high school would be like, Luke, why are you eating this? Why are you drinking this?
Oh, you see, now that's
the you're not going to grow muscle as much. And I'd be looking at them like, I don't care if I'm big. I just want to be strong and be able to do what I'm doing. That's why I work out.
That's the luxury for me to be a student athlete in high school. In a government-sponsored public school. I think the system is just not like...
The system, I hate
basically,
to say this.
Our system rewards success. It doesn't reward the journey. It doesn't set you up. We just celebrate you when you succeed. Once you make it, here's not all the things you might have needed to make it. But here they are now. We'll give you everything.
Yeah, you would have had to, like, if that was the case, like, if you look into majority of schools and even, like, for student athletes now, it's in Canada, the school I went to, and now more in particular, they focus so much on nutrition, even at the high school level, because if you are going to burn 3,000 calories a day, you need to eat at least 3,000 calories or you're going to lose weight.
We have a theory.
Mm-hmm. Is the conspiracy theory that Santa Claus is a nudist?
No, that was the previous episode. This one was like, then put kerosene in our food to like control our hormones or some shit.
Is kerosene like a form of like lighter fluid?
Yeah, like petroleum or whatever, because the food would smell like it. So...
Did you literally? So people talk about having explosive shit. Yeah, Taco Bell.
Yeah. Hey, the fats are crazy.
Now you're gassing to a new level.
People are gassing. Hey, yo, people are gassing. You all gassed up. That's what we're gaslighting. No?
Are they trying to form new forms of oil? Like new forms of natural gases out here? Like, I know the American government does some crazy stuff, but like.
The military would have come for us real quick. They're like, global, what's happening? A lot of gas is coming out of this continent.
They're just trying to get that American involvement, that American taxpayer
liberation. They're trying to liberate us.
They're trying to get that, you know, that taxpayer money there just to drill some more oil, or in this case, some harvest some natural gas.
You got me lit. Talking of lit things, I guess. I'm trying to reduce the amount of times I cuss because I'm still there. People cuss a lot. It's basically like a sign of
low intelligence.
Yeah, a deficiency. I don't want to say low intelligence. I personally see it like as a deficiency in diction. Like if you don't know a lot of words, so you just throw a cuss word in there.
Well, the first fucking thing I can say that for is no fucking shit about
exactly.
The fuck talking.
You've literally used the word fucking four times to mean four different things. It's been an adjective, a verb in one. So like, fuck shit. Like you just go with it.
I don't give a shit what they think, and you get the fuck off my dick and let me say whatever the fuck I
want
to say.
Wow, you really went crazy. You really went crazy. Really, it's like a child cussing. You really went for all the odds.
You know. You just said you're trying not to cuss. So,
speaking of a child cussing, I saw that daycare workers have been busted for allegedly running a child fighting ring.
Well, they got busted because they're talking about it.
Yeah.
First rule, don't talk about it.
Yeah, so this was in South Carolina, of course. You know, this is an American country. Police arrested two daycare employees, Serena's 58 and Erico's 27, had 14 kids in the UFC type cage match in the daycare.
That sounds like I want to bet on it.
And like he would be like, basically he created his fight club, but within it he'd make clubs. Like he'd make you're the enforcer and you're, as the enforcer of other kids, like hit them, shove them. So he made like a survivor type shit.
They're starting.
Where they don't know how to solve issues.
Gang wars in school. A preschool gang war.
Created gangs, basically. Which is good. That is basically life, I guess. Animals have it figured out.
Well,
animals openly accept that.
But we're talking about preschool. So this is like 4-year-old, 5-year-olds, 3-year-olds.
Yeah, teach them young. Get them early.
Yeah, just get them ready for...
Ready for real life.
Yeah, in case they ever get incarcerated. Now they know how to deal with prison life.
Hey, yeah, that's different, bro. You won't teach them not to drop the soap in preschool. No, but like...
Hey, Timmy, you dropped the soap. You know what that means. Run them.
Now, first of all, I want you to like remember yourself as a child. Huh? Would you survive in... UFC type setup.
I think people would have been scared of me because
really
I had too much energy as a child. I was bouncing off the walls, literally. I grew up as a younger sibling and
you were
rough.
Yeah.
Like you could not,
especially like if like you have older brothers, the youngest one.
I was small.
The youngest one kind of goes crazy because like you start using weapons early.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I was small. So, and I was small for my age. Like when I was 10 years old, I looked like I was 6. So I was always young, but I would like, if you're going by weight class, like UFC would be, right?
Yeah.
I'd always be against kids who were younger than me. Not only that, I played football for most of the time I was a child, and I was the smallest kid. So I learned how to take a hit real good.
Yeah.
I was real bouncy. I have so much energy and I was fast. I would run everywhere. My endurance and my stamina
were through the roof.
Loop
the so even if you knock, if you'd be like, you'd feed 10 punches to my face, I would go down, I'd bounce right back up. If you hit me. Meanwhile, I'd be fighting kids who are like 2 years younger than me. And I'd just be there and I'd just be like, you know, jumping off the walls, delivering Superman punches, just going for the most outlandish stuff. Like, I wouldn't be a good fighter. I'd just be scary. People would just step in the ring with me and they'd be a kid and they'd be like, this kid, he's Batman.
But now that's like, for all the people say, like, the next generation, like, is growing up softer. This kind of shows you kids are still, you know, we still got it. We still got the instinct in us. And, like, which now begs the question, all right? Would you, like, get drafted to the army? So, would you go right now?
Oh, if I'm being called, that means I have to go.
No, no, if like, not you specifically.
Would I break my legs to avoid it?
I'm not going for 1940 rules. Like, I'm just saying, like, you can volunteer. Because, like, people who want to fight have already, like, conscripted. Is that the word conscript? Like, when you sign up for the army?
Yeah. Right? If you wanted to join the army.
Those are the people who want to already have, like, they have a target audience for, like, for, you know, like,
the reserves are a thing.
How uncomfortable, like, your life has to be for, like, war to lose. Like, nobody, very few people go to war, join the army for patriotism.
Well, a lot of people join it out of necessity. Propaganda is a hell of a thing to get people on board.
Even, I understand, like, belief, and, like, I know cults exist, so, like, people can believe to the point of self-harm and, like, to die for a cause, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, to join the army and go through the training with, like, without probably ever going to fight. Like, you're going to go through all this rigorous punishment.
Yeah.
And, like, you will probably never actually fight. Which is, if that is what you're actually looking for. Like, if you,
that's want routine, to defend your flag and, like, that's routine, want that's to structure. Dominate
other human beings and all this shit.
You're talking about the Marines?
All I know is somebody in the Marine could kick my ass. So,
like, I'm
going to talk shit about you.
I'm not even saying. Like you said, someone who wants to dominate. Like, if you are going to be join a single military corps and you're going to go and you're going to fucking mud wrestle someone, let's say, or just bare fist fight, the least person I would want to go against, like, we're talking fresh conscripts, right? Mm-hmm. Someone who just went through basic training. Is going to be deployed, fresh out of anything. So we're eliminating, like, Navy SEALs or anything like that, right? Yeah. Marines. The Marines, I would never get into a ring with, like, a Marine or anyone like that. Because, like...
they're training everything, right? Hand-to-hand combat, like, everything.
Yeah, the Army is going to be deployed, and they're going to be there, and they're going to hold the places, they're going to patrol and stuff like that, yes. The Marines are the first response to everything, anywhere. You throw them on a boat, they're with the Navy. Oh. They get dropped off by the Air Force.
Now I have a better question. Like, if now you had to join, right? Which is, I guess, basically what you want to answer. Which branch would you go for? If you had to join, like, you didn't have... That is not... I'll still go back to my original question.
For the thing, the position I think I would enjoy the most...
I mean, Navy or Air Force.
I'm going to be lame. I would join the Air Force, mainly because I'm a bit of a nerd when it comes to planes. If I was to be in combat,
want to die. I don't think there's a lot of, like...
I've seen
top. I don't think there's a lot of former Air Force pilots walking around. I think most of them die. Like, imagine when the people start fighting in the air, a plane, and I know you want to go, like, oh, Top Gun, which I personally won't say, as far as, like, military... Air Force movies go. I choose Independence Day over Top Gun.
Man, you know who I
personally
would be? Who I would be if I joined the Air Force? I'm not Maverick. I'm Goose. I'm Goose.
Because you're going to be wrecked without the responsibility of serving.
No, I would go in a ball of flaming glory. Like, that's that would be because
I don't really have a lot of, like, airplane movies in my head.
Like I was saying, the reason why if I was to be in combat, the reason why I say the Air Force,
because Con Air. Have you ever watched Con Air? Okay. It's an old Nicolas Cage movie where, like, somebody jacking a plane. The president is the one who saves the day.
I think another one you're talking about, but I haven't seen it. But the reason why, if I was to be in combat,
my brain does that. I've not even done the intro.
It's all good. That can come later. But if I was to be in combat,
yeah.
And I had to join the military to go and be in combat. The reason I picked the Air Force is if I were to die,
yeah,
it would be the most, like,
heroic, glorious.
The most terrifying because you're in a plane, you're everything in control. Not necessarily the most terrifying because you're not necessarily pinned to one spot. You're moving really quickly. But the moment something happens, it's the most likely that you're going to die instantaneously or within a couple minutes, like a minute. You're not, like, if I was in the army, there's a chance I get shot, it hits an artery, I'm bleeding out there for a bit, or I'm pinned.
But people in the army, like, people survive. It's more, I guess it's more suffering, like, because you're going to be in the trenches and shit.
Well, think of it. If I'm flying a plane, and that plane gets shot down, or I get hit with a missile in that plane, and I'm going to die in that plane, it's probably going to be pretty quickly.
I'd rather take my chances on a battle. And especially why I asked this, because, like, I'm just saying, this information, whatever world, you know, whoever will be ruling the world at this point.
We could wake up tomorrow.
I don't know the abbreviation for the aliens.
But, like, if we could wake up tomorrow.
But if they're picking good for the aliens, I guess they have a pilot for the space missions, I guess.
Yeah.
I'll be good down here. I'll protect the fort. And by fort, I mean myself. Hiding.
Well, that's what I was saying. If the question is, if it's combat, like, you actually have to engage in a combat mission, I'd like to be a pilot, because if I do die, it's going to be quick. If I was actually had to join the army, if I actually had to pick a position in the army, I would probably be some form of engineer. Because I was an apprentice mechanic for a bit. I would like to work on the engines of certain ships or in the shipyards.
They're going to turn into labor. When it's not end time shit, you still want to... You're either fighting or you're going to be labor. Like... You'll be the engineer, right? They'll be like, fix the tank. Okay, clean it.
Well, I'm in the military base at that point. Like, I'm not on the front field.
But just, like, I guess.
Fix this Jeep. All right, I got you. Hey, this engine needs a part replaced. Turn this ship. Okay, I got you. Bring it back to the shipyards. I'm in a heavily secured naval base.
And I mean, you're still trained, like,
set
of service that you offer, I guess.
A lot of people who join the military, they don't end up becoming, like, they're a soldier. But they don't end up going to the front lines.
So basically, saying even the chef in the military.
Yeah, like a chef.
They'll probably kill people out here.
Or the NPs, military police. Their whole thing is they go around and make sure other people in the military are following the rules.
At least military police, I get. Your responsibility matters, right? But, like, if you are just a military chef, you still have to thank you for your service. Well, like, did you actually fight?
You honestly, as a military chef, when, like, if you're working on a Navy boat, or even if you are at camp, you probably did a lot more than people think you did, because you are feeding and you're bringing nutrition to everyone who's going up to do something.
Well,
if you weren't there, they'd be on MREs.
Taxpayers are bringing the nutrition. We can say it's you. We can give you the
price. Yes, just give me $20 bills and I'll eat those when I'm on the field.
No, but, like, your main job is to just cook. I'm just talking about the cook. Like, it's not like the cook is the one who's in charge of logistics and all those things. No, they just get the food is there and they cook it and people eat it. Whether it's good or bad or indifferent.
Well, it has to be proper nutrition to keep these people going through tough terrain, certain calorie intakes, like the right amount of nutritional balance. And the better the food is, the higher the morale is. That's why people like MREs, like, if you hear people talk about MREs and when they're eating it, they trade them. Because people have favorite ones and they're getting a lot better and better and better. And there's so much research and development in MREs, meals ready to eat, on the field.
That's one thing I'm going to
do. You were just shitting on military chefs. Like, that is the apocalypse. War zones the apocalypse.
That's it. So, like, we're all going to eat, like, we're all going to cook, like, at least I've started getting used to canned food. I never had canned food till I got to this country.
Oh, the preservatives are great.
Nothing tastes like food, bro.
Nothing tastes like formaldehyde.
Nothing tastes like the bro, like, I was like, I'm done, like, I have to, like, just have, like, a can of soup.
Yeah.
I was like, God damn, I gotta figure some shit out. Canned food is not the way.
Have you tried Campbell's Chunky Soup yet?
Bro, I've done some beef stew type shit. I was like, hell no.
Oh, Campbell's Chunky Soup. It's the perfect amount of, like, preservatives and, like, actual raw ingredients. You get the right can, that shit slaps. Like, it is. There's a couple of them out there. Everyone has their favorite. But, like, it's the one thing, like, that puts, bro, like, Chef Boyardee ravioli
at least the good thing about you guys, you figure out, like, when you get used to, like, that type of shit, you're not ready, man.
If the apocalypse comes, I know the first thing, like, I'm going to avoid this. I'm going to have some already. But, like, toilet paper. Toilet paper is going to be the first thing gone. I'm gonna let the people get the toilet paper. You know what I'm getting? Fucking pizza pockets and cans of Chef Boyardee.
Rice is gonna be
big. Well, I mean, yeah, rice will last a while and stuff like that, but man. Imagine like you're sitting up on top of a tower and you're staring down on some people getting fucked up by zombies because they only got toilet paper and they had to go back to the store to get something, and you're just there eating your pizza pocket.
Let's go. Top 5 apocalypse essentials. What are you going for? 5 things. Must 5 things. These are the only 5 things you're going to have through the apocalypse. I've not even thought about this question as I asked.
Alright. Okay, this is an interesting question. So there's 2 ways you could obviously go for this. You could give like genuine answers of stuff that would be like rational answers, stuff I could get my hands on, right? Yeah. Or I could just be like, oh, I'm Jeff Bezos. I can spend whatever the fuck I want to.
You're just like regular dude. You're just like average Joe, I guess.
Average Joe?
Which is, I guess, majority.
So I wouldn't be able
as special as you all want to feel.
So I wouldn't be able to say like aircraft carrier?
No.
Infinite no. Amazon no. supply, no. Amazon no. drones, nothing like that.
You don't get to keep Miss Universe. No. No,
that. Okay. Well, the first thing I think would be very, very important in an apocalypse situation, especially if you lived in any form of city or something like that with open areas and you had to move around, video surveillance drone.
Bro.
No, I don't even mean like the aircraft. I mean like one of the ones, a remote control one, that can go up to a kilometer or a couple away.
Is this like a self-defense type thing?
No, because you like, would be...
Wait, what type of drone did you say?
Like, you can go and you can buy one for like $150.
You just said a surveillance drone.
A surveillance drone, like a remote-controlled surveillance drone.
Just something with a camera that you
can... A camera that
scope,
has...
Scope, you know, you can do a reconnaissance with. You can, you know.
So if you're planning on moving somewhere, you can see.
Check it out.
Because like, if we're talking, are we talking like zombie apocalypse or like, just like what kind of apocalypse are we talking about?
Which apocalypse do you think you have? And this is going to lead to my next question. If I remember. Who do you think you have the highest chance of surviving? Zombie apocalypse or the robot apocalypse? Because I think, personally, I think the pandemic showed us that we can survive like a health one. We can figure it out. Like
that was the COVID was a pandemic. It was not an apocalypse.
Well, tell that to the old people in Italy. Even if it was true or not, regardless, there was a lot of funerals. That aside, my own personal beliefs about it aside, right? But like that and like other various pandemics that have existed and wars, I think we've shown that we can survive a lot of human shit.
Can I
like a lot of human caused things, I think we can figure it out to survive.
There's right? Okay, there's,
people will die, but we'll figure it out.
I have 3 types of apocalypse.
Let's not go to the planet imploding. I don't know anything about the planet exploding. That's gonna be nothing can survive that.
Yeah,
so robots and
3 kinds in my zombies. Mind that I know that like I can't survive. Or like that are 2 of them.
0 chance.
2 of them are pretty much 0 chance for me. Number 1, the least chance of survival, the rapture.
If that man comes,
if it happens, like I haven't done haven't been to church in I don't know how many years besides a funeral or a wedding. Like
all I'm saying, good thing I lived in Africa. I'm used to the heat. That's all I'm gonna say about the rapture.
Well, all I know is if I do go to hell, I know how to make an air conditioning system, so I will be.
What if you get that hell is freezing cold? You're kind of fucked
up. Now that I'm used to it, I'm Canadian.
Well, I'd be conditioned for both. Hooray.
I'm ready for either. So the rapture, I'm not surviving that. Like the Jehovah Witnesses out there, you guys, you can have that. You won. All right. I praise you for that. You've devoted yourself. If that happens,
speaking of Jehovah Witnesses,
you guys win that apocalypse. Okay, not me.
I remember this beautiful.
That's a great way to get into religion right there.
Almost, bro. Because I was like, really, I was going to get her number. Pretend like I care about this information.
Oh, you'd have to wait till marriage.
Yeah, that was not gonna work out.
You had to wait till marriage, didn't you? But anyway, rapture number 1, I'm not surviving that because that is forces that I have no control of.
Bro, but at least you're white, though. I mean, you're 50-50 for you. Yeah. You'd be like, we look alike, my boy. My brother, my cousin Luke. You got the name. You got the name already.
Well, my name. I am named after someone in the Bible.
Imposter.
So like,
you can like impost. You can AI yourself into
that. I mean, like there's a chance, but like 99% of the time,
you can sneak away.
99% of the time, if the rapture is biblically accurate and like you're going off of, let's say, like the rapture. That's, I don't think it's about, but like,
first of all, I won't even survive the things.
Yeah, well, but like, yeah, that's why it's an apocalypse. I'm not surviving the rapture.
There's right? The things leading up to the final day, bro, are too crazy. Like all that running to like the New Jerusalem and shit. Like what the? Why do you have to run to Palestine right now?
I mean, yeah. I'd have to swim, then I'd run, and I'm not making it across that ocean.
I've seen people do like the ocean, bro, like on a.
Okay.
Like Francis Ngannou, bro. Francis Ngannou, at least he'll make it halfway because he's done like the crossing.
The only way I'd survive the rapture if New Jerusalem is in my apartment.
Hey, not even like in the neighbor's house, bro. Like, just, yeah. I don't have to move.
Well, cause I'm too polite, man. I'm not gonna kick down their door and be like, "Get out."
Can I come in? Well,
no, because if it's New Jerusalem, what happens if? And this, we're talking about like a Christian style, Catholic style rapture, or like a Jehovah.
Well, because that's the thing about the rapture, right? Every denomination of Christianity. And even religion has their own version of a rapture.
So what if New Jerusalem is in my neighbor's house or my neighbor's apartment, but they're Muslim?
So I guess I hope the most convenient.
but think about it. If I were to kick down their door and say, I'm doing this for my religion, and it's going to be like, a new crusade they're going to have 100 people flooding.
Imposing your will one last time. This is my rapture. This is not your. This is mine.
Exactly.
And I think human beings will still fight over whose rapture it is. The world will literally be ending, but we'll still be fighting about whose heaven are we going to.
So like a kid. So
whose God is judging who? Will still be a big fight.
Is it Yahweh? Is it Jehovah? Like, is it Jesus?
It doesn't. We are all going to die. It does not matter.
Especially if you put a lot of faith into it, but like I think we can both agree,
rapture
least likely to survive apocalypse.
I guess we're going to break this down together. I guess because having individual list is kind of
number two, nuclear apocalypse.
Chernobyl and like Hiroshima, like people survived. Man.
The people who survived Chernobyl and Hiroshima were the people who weren't there.
And I believe by the time, like, personally, I believe, like, you're being micro, because I don't think human beings will create a weapon of mass destruction that the creators can survive. At least people can't afford to survive.
The whole reason why nuclear testing is banned now in majority of conventions, because in, like, majority of countries and stuff, because the NATO agreements and like not just that, but like the Geneva Convention, like all those was because of how much.
How's that working out? I think like the death toll in Sudan right is like 2,000 or some shit. Hooray for the Geneva Convention. Anyway.
You can't see it, but he said hooray for the Javiga connection. I sipped my drink and I put a fist up.
Oh, I wish I should get my camera up. It's getting a vibe is happening right now.
But like, yeah, no, nuclear apocalypse. Mm. The only way you can survive that is, yes, there's only so many nukes, but if you were to pick the countries that would be targeted most likely and retaliations and stuff, Canada would be targeted eventually because of the crucial supplies that we have in defeating into the States, the fresh water, oil, the uranium, all that stuff.
Oh, bro, America would be, I'm just letting you know, guys, for free. America would be here in a minute. It'd be over. You'd be American in a minute.
Well, the two countries that would receive the most nukes would be the United States and Russia because they have the most nukes.
Yeah, so they're nuking each other like
crazy. Yes, retaliating.
So, and like collateral too, like, right? Like, I'm sure Russia would sneak up in here through like the Arctic Circle or whatever. Because I think they have the most real estate up there.
Yeah. I think Russia has the most, and they have the most devastating bomb that we know of. The Tsar Bomba. And then...
like, it's the names, right?
And then the United States has a couple crazy ones too, but like...
They just abbreviated it to like make it sound less dangerous.
I think the Tsar Bomba was literally, they took away over half the payload that it was supposed to have because they were scared it would create a nuclear fission in the atmosphere.
Before it even like
It would detonate, and it would cause a fission reaction in the atmosphere to completely detonate the whole atmosphere of Earth, sending us into an apocalyptic winter. Oh my
God. I'm sure the guy who thought about this is really proud of themselves. They're really happy that they thought about like nuclear
bombs. Oppenheimer must be cheering in his grave right now.
Okay, so we will not survive Oppenheimer or Legion.
So yeah, no, number one, Rapture. Number two would be.
That's why I said Legion. Legion. Did you watch Legion? Oh, we should find it. It's like a post-apocalyptic.
Oh, Legion. Movie.
Yeah.
Oh, but I wanted to get a tattoo for the longest time.
Really, because of Legion. It.
Damn. You know, is his name Ezekiel?
Yeah.
The guy who comes down and cuts off his wings.
Yeah.
I wanted to get a tattoo of like you know the.
Because he grows them back eventually. When, like,
well, fine. After he dies, he gets sent back by God, and he said, "Yeah, even though I didn't listen to what he was saying, I did the right thing."
You just like the character.
I wanted to get
broken wing tattoos on your back.
I wanted to get scar tattoos,
like
stitch marks.
Basically, like, so like I broke my wings.
I cut my wings off. I'm a fallen angel. My nickname in high school playing football was Lucifer.
Hey, well, that's gonna lead and scare at the same time.
Yeah, Legion came out in 2010, I think, or 2008.
Around that, because I remember watching it. I watched it a lot of times. So it's still basically on like cable TV. You find it a lot. Like,
so back in high school, first tattoo I was committed to getting for a while. I never got it. I wanted to get matching scar tattoos on my shoulder blades of where wings would be.
If your nickname was Lucifer, you know, so they're actually like, no, I get why they're
actually so no, 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 man.
God is like, exactly. God would be like, come on. Like, do we even have to like... go further. You want us to still bring down the film on your life?
Yeah, well, you are
proud of Lucifer's nickname. Just go with him.
Hey. So the thing is, like I said, there's a 1% chance I survived the rapture because Lucifer was God's favorite angel before he fell. So if he's bringing everyone up or down,
he'll be like, so like fine. Like, for all time's sake.
Maybe, because you know.
You'll be a fun toy to reminisce about him.
Think about it. Sometimes the worst ex is someone you always go back to.
Oh, 100%, bro. I have an ex right now. 100%. At some point in life, I loved around the block for her. Just to see what's up.
But you know, it's one of those things.
Well, she's like one of the only people who actually posted happy birthday on my birthday post, I guess. Her and my mother. And I've not spoken to this girl for like 8 months.
She's sliding your DMs with the happy
not
birthday.
DMs, bro, like public post, like on the picture. So she's done this before.
She is the incarnate of that meme that's like, haven't spoken to them in months, but slide in like your whole game. It's just you slide into them DMs.
We used to do that like a lot. Like, we used to basically not talk. I used to talk about apocalypse, tangents, life.
Dealing with exes can be an apocalypse.
That is an apocalypse I will not survive.
I don't know. I think
if they all come to me, it's over with for me.
For my track record, that's one apocalypse I have survived. I have some bad ex stories, just not even the like
really?
Bad okay. exes. Well, by that, I mean...
I'll share mine if you share.
Okay, this is what I mean by exes. I broke up with a girl, got with her best friend, up with her, got back with the first girl, then broke up with her and got back with the same friend again.
You kind of, first of all, show me your ways. Because that is that type of like mindfuckery that I wish to... Because after, like... The worst I've done, like, I didn't say, well, had a girlfriend, got with a best friend, then got with a best friend's sister, then got back with her best friend.
Never done the sister, but I like I said, I did the best friend.
Dangerous.
And then I played hopscotch real quick.
I overestimated the capabilities. That ruins everything. Friends, they can get over it.
Oh, I wouldn't fuck with the sister because the thing is, sisters.
They don't give the competition they have never ends. Like that is something they'll use forever. Like, get a bitch.
Well, also sisters, like
just like brothers and shit. Like, if it's competing, like the most minute thing never ends. Like, that's it.
I know. I would like the thing is, if I broke up with someone,
I didn't break up. With anyone. I was just cheating. I was just like.
But the thing is,
I was just being like, that's what I'm doing. I won't survive mine.
Like, if I was in that situation,
let's say
I cheated on my girlfriend with her sister. I wouldn't even dare to do that in the first place because if the girlfriend sister thought I was going to cheat and that's why she enticed it, there's some siblings that are so fucking close. Bro,
that's exactly what she did.
Like, I would be in the hospital, like, with a box full of ice, and I'd be like, I lost an appendage. It's like, well, you have all your fingers and you have all your toes. What are you talking about? It's like, it's not that high, but it's down in between.
What advice I have for guys, I guess. Younger men. If you want to cheat, cheat
before. Cheat before you lose it's everything you own.
Yeah, it's not good, but, like, the consequences are, like, the repercussions are less.
It's only emotional and moral.
Yeah.
It's not financial.
Not financial, yeah. At that point, like, very few young girls will, like, fight or, like, stab you. Some will, still. Crazy.
But, have you ever seen the movie Teeth?
Yes.
That's what I envision cheating on your girlfriend with her sister.
Feels like. Happen.
They could get a surgery to get teeth just to fuck you over.
Oh, it feels amazing. Because, like, it's just finished up shit. But, like, just, like, I conquered that house. If I go to that house, they should roll the red carpet for me. I am the real dad in the house. But on some real life shit, it's not good. It's not good. Morally, it's not a good thing to do.
One thing we've learned today, Jacob's fetish is getting his dick bitten off. For all girls out there, too much teeth is not a thing for Jacob. Take notes.
Hey, yo. No greater head for me. I don't have any cheese for you to be grating. Anyway, back to Apocalypse. before I snitch, I think I went on too many tangents. I was going to snitch on myself too much. But hey, shout out to Nicole. Call me sometime. Anyway.
Thanks for wishing him happy birthday. Even I was 2 days late.
I'll probably talk to him next year.
Next year is like how many
days? We used to live in the same city. And like, we'd not talk for like 6 months. I'd be like, let's go out there. Like, you know, whatever, and do activities afterwards. I'm like, all right, cool. And then just like have a relationship for like maybe 2 months. I'm like, hey, okay, I gotta do this life tech thing.
Peace out. Talk to you never.
See you around, man.
Yeah.
Just a good friendship.
That's good. But yeah, no. Nuclear apocalypse, going back to that.
Yeah.
You're only surviving if you're not targeted with one of the finite amounts, but there's so much destruction that will carry out.
The thing that was making me like feel more confident about it is like, to some degree, I feel like we're being microdosed. Like, all these I just think. Just have a lot of chemicals in us that we might survive.
Okay, so have you ever heard of the chemical scrotium 90?
Scrotum?
Yes, what? Scrotum.
The balls of the periodic table.
Yes, so scrotium 90 is a nuclear fallout that mimics calcium. And after nuclear testing, it was mass spread across the world.
Yep.
And it mimics calcium. It got on grass. Cows ate it. We drink the milk, or we eat the meat that's in. That's just a basic way to explain it. So scrotium 90 was a huge cause of thyroid cancer and lymph node cancer in babies in the 70s and 80s and the 60s. It shot way up right during that nuclear testing, like Nevada in particular and North America. Hmm. So what happens is it mimics calcium. You ingest it. And just like calcium would attach to your bones, scrotium 90 did. So the most accurate way to determine the day that somebody died, down to I think it's like an hour or two accurate,
is to check the levels of scrotium.
When they stop ingesting it.
Oh my God.
You can check their bones and figure out when they died. It's minuscule amounts now.
Is it one of those things that like only like after Gen Z have it, or after Gen X has it, or?
Well, it's less and less today. Like, if it was like, so it's, let's say if we're using random percentages, in the 70s, it would have been like 20%, right? All right.
So let's say
if it was 20%, in the 2000s, it would have been like 5. Now it's probably around 1.
Well, I'm sure now they have something.
Yeah, well, there's different, also technology's increased, so we're able to find it easier.
There's
but,
something in the water, guys.
Yes, it's actually milk, and it's nuclear fallout.
Something in the water that's turning the frog gay.
Yes. So, but no, that's why cancer spiked so much. It's because of improper nuclear testing and scrotium 90 being one of many, you know, fallouts in acid rain and stuff. And there's studies that prove this.
Yeah. This is not a Reddit thread.
Also, fun fact. Did you know the reason why our ozone layer hasn't been completely destroyed yet? Or why there isn't random wildfires everywhere is when we're not being cooked to crisp, because the infrared rays and, like, you know, the protons from the sun are just jettisoning us what the ozone's supposed to protect.
Is it because we made the artificial dome like in the Simpsons? No?
Yes.
We did?
In a way.
Oh, shit.
In a way, actually.
Oh, shit.
The ozone layer does have massive holes in it, all right? But the reason...
Thank you, Elon.
Yes, it was Elon's penis rockets poking holes in them, ripping the condoms.
No. You're not business having a dick off.
No, what happened is during nuclear testing, we did do some outer space tests, and we jettisoned nuclear radio waves that got trapped in the orbit around our outermost atmosphere that what prevent the protons from entering the atmosphere.
What if Apollo 13 was a nuclear test? They just moon landed it. Neil Armstrong did anyway.
Yes. Well, nuclear testing fucked us over from, like I was saying, with scrotium 90, nuclear fallout. Yes, but radio waves in our atmosphere.
Wait, so they're doing nuclear testing in space?
They did.
And like, and oops, global warming. Sure. I'm sure exploding things right outside the planet has no effects whatsoever.
Well, the Sarabamba reached atmosphere because they detonated in the air.
Yeah, and let's blame trees. We are cutting too much trees.
Well, no, actually, there is... We
can, blame the cows.
The radio wave barrier I'm talking about will it's only do so much. Because you want to eat
chicken. Be vegan and save the planet.
But, okay, the radio wave barrier I'm talking about, it breaks down the photons coming from the sun that would just cook us alive, that we're so exposed to, like melanoma and stuff like that would just cook. So the radio waves break them down like the ozone layer would before they get through. So those holes in the ozone layer aren't as extreme because of the nuclear testing we did. But we all have cancer now because of nuclear testing. It's not just the food to eat, but it's because of what the foods you're eating have eaten.
So if she tells you you don't match as horoscopes, just tell her we all have cancer.
We're all cancer, baby.
We're all cancers, baby.
We're all cancers.
Mine might be testicular. Yours might be maybe on the breast or whatever, but hey, we all cancer. I don't shave for November. And I wear pink in February.
So, besides, but on in okay, going back to the nuclear stuff, but the apocalypse again.
Oh yeah.
So nuclear apocalypse. You would only survive if you live in a spot that has no strategic advantage whatsoever, and you're far enough away from big places that are like power plants or key spots where they would want to get rid of.
But like.
If you live in Alaska, you're probably
the moment
fine.
A nuclear bomb goes off, there's no electricity. I'd rather just die.
If you live in Alaska, you're already used to having no electricity. You're used to living on your own. If you live in Alaska and there's a nuclear apocalypse, you're probably fine. Because if someone's sending a nuke to Alaska, unless you're right by a military base or something up there that they have for nuclear subs, you're fine.
Well, like living in the dark explains why they have the highest rate of incest.
I thought that was
no, it's not Alabama. Alabama is a TV type thing.
Alaska. I thought that was the Golar Mountains.
What?
You don't know about the Golars?
No. Are they like Mormons or like
in the valley? There's these mountains called the Golar Mountains, and a lot of them got arrested for incest. And there was this documentary done about them.
Who are these people I'm thinking of? These Jewish-looking people, like, and I'm stereotyping now. People with beards.
Who live Amish.
Amish. Are they like Amish type people?
No, because they're too incest to be Amish. So they lived in the mountains, in the valley, in Nova Scotia.
Rosalind, there's too much incest for them to be Amish.
I shit you not. They were homeschooled, a lot of them, and stuff like that.
Yeah, that is
and they got discovered when a girl from their family ran down from the mountains and complained to someone. Someone took them in the door and said, "What's going on?" And they said, "They're trying to do something to me." They didn't even know the proper word for rape.
That's like a cult type.
Yeah,
it reminds me of a story like, and sorry to interrupt you. Don't forget your.
I'll never forget the Golars.
Just about like a kid who like ran, who was like kidnapped by like his dad and like his granddad and like mom or whatever, took him to a cult in the mountains, and somehow he escaped by himself.
Can you actually kidnap your own kid?
Yes, I have been kidnapped by my parents. So yes. News, woohoo! News flash.
So yes, you can be kidnapped by your parents.
It is very possible. That your own parent can kidnap you. It just happens. It will continue happening. Because that is just basically taking without the consent of the other parent.
Yes, it's if custody has been prearranged and you defy it.
Just regardless of custody, you think. If one parent just comes home, picks the kid and goes on a road trip. I think that's borderline good. Like, there's no